Dr. Christie's office.
The Vaseline Program, presenting another Dr. Christian prize play called George Washington Jenks by Ruth Cornwall Woodman of Rye, New York, starring Jean Herschel as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price. American boys overseas are meeting girls in canteens and homes all over the world. And they can't help comparing them with you girls here at home. And they agree American girls rank first in looks, clothes, and above all, grooming. Care of the hair always rates a priority, doesn't it, ladies? Of course. And that's why you want to remember Vaseline Hair Tonic is ideal as an aid in conditioning your hair, giving it the soft sheen that means so much. Use Vaseline Hair Tonic like this. Before every shampoo, massage the scalp briskly with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Then wrap a piping hot towel around your head for several minutes. After the shampoo, rub on a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a brilliantine. Then study a reflection in the mirror. See how lustrous and shining your hair has become. How it gleams. How beautifully it combs. Always keep your hair soft and bright by regular use of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Get a bottle tonight. Our story opens on a Monday morning in early September. Through the open window of his office, Dr. Christian watches a last straggler on his way to school.
The schoolboy with reluctant feet. Oh, say, you better hurry, Jerry. You don't want to be late the first day of school.
Oh, I won't. I've got lots of time. Oh, gee, I gotta run.
Well, let's end it another summer vacation.
Yes, the mothers of Riverside can now relax and let the teachers take over.
I envy them.
The teachers?
Oh, no, hardly. I mean the children. School days are really wonderful days.
Yes, for sure.
Well, didn't you like school when you were a boy?
Very much. But there were other boys in my class who I'm sure don't look back on it with any pleasure. Growing up can be a very painful process sometimes, Judy.
The rest of you children will be quiet. I'd like to get down the names of the new pupils.
Hey, Spike!
Jerry, I said be quiet. Now, what's your name?
She's speaking to you, twerp.
Oh, me?
I'm speaking to the boy in the front row with the glasses. Your name, please.
Jenks.
First name?
George.
Any middle name?
W.
George W. Jenks. Your age?
12.
What's the date of your birthday?
February 22nd.
Washington's birthday.
Yes, sir.
I knew it. George Washington. Oh, gosh. George Washington James.
Jerry, now that's enough. All right, George, you may take the second desk from the end.
Yes, sir.
Now, next.
Good morning, Judy.
Those devils, they make me so mad. Oh, good morning, Dr. Christian.
Who's making you see red, Judy?
Those boys. Jerry McCosker's gang. They just torment the life out of poor little George Jenks. Listen to them.
First in war, first in peace, first in the high.
They're always baiting him, kidding him about his little hatchet and his cherry tree.
Oh, what can you expect, Judy, with the name George Washington? They wouldn't be boys if they didn't kid him.
No, I don't care. I think it's mean.
Well, the boy has to learn to take it.
George is such a pathetic-looking object, though. So scrawny and undersized, with those big, round, thick spectacles.
There's plenty behind those spectacles, I'll wager.
Oh, he's as bright as he can be, the head of his class. But that doesn't help his cause any.
No, probably not. But you can't fight a boy's battle for him, Judy. He's got to stand on his own.
I suppose so. Just the same, though. Darn that Jerry McCosker.
Quiet, fellas. All right, fellas. Hide behind these bushes, and when he comes along, I'll jump out.
And start whooping and yelling.
No, I don't think so. We were Indians yesterday. Let's pretend something different today.
What?
We'll be redcoats, a band of redcoats.
Oh, yeah, well, that's great.
We'll line up and block the way, not let them by.
Here he comes now. Quick, hide.
Lay low, men. The general approaches. Well, I'll give the signal. Now.
Oh, who goes there?
Oh.
On my word. Tis George Washington himself.
George Washington.
Throw a cordon across the road, men. Block his advance. Excellent.
Oh, look, Phyllis, I gotta get home.
Mount Vernon lies in the other direction, General.
Yeah. It's 4:15, and I've got a music lesson at 4:00.
A music lesson, forsooth.
Please let me by.
Tis the music of bullets you'll be hearing, General, if you attempt to go through our line. This territory belongs to His Majesty King George III, and not one inch do we yield.
Well, I was late for my lesson the last time, Jerry.
You are addressing Lord Cornwallis.
Yeah.
Now, my mother didn't like it a bit. I've got to get home. Honest, I do.
Then attack. Bring up your forces. Show us what this American army of yours is like.
Sure. You're George Washington, ain't you?
Bullies.
Hey, where are you going? Oh, not retreating, are you, General? Quitter, coward.
Yeller belly. Had we better let him by?
Nah, make him go around by the river road.
It'll take him half an hour longer.
Oh, what's the difference? Ran away. That's all he ever does. Turns tail and runs.
Of course, we were 7-1.
Oh, he could have put up some kind of a scrap, though. Believe me, I would. I'd bloody someone's nose or I'd know the reason why.
How about letting me by?
Oh, hello, Dr. Christian.
What's this, a hold up?
No, we were just playing a game.
Oh, well, have some fun, but don't get run over.
Oh, we won't.
Oh.
Hello there.
Well, hello.
You're George Jenks, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I'm Dr. Christian.
Yeah, I know.
Can I give you a lift?
Why, no, thank you, sir. I'm just going home.
I thought you lived on Papa Place.
I do.
Well, then, aren't you walking in the wrong direction?
Well, I'm going around by way of the river road.
Because the boys wouldn't let you through the other way, is that it?
Why...
Is that the reason?
How'd you guess?
Well... They were still lined up across the road when I came by.
Oh.
I'll hop in and I'll drive you home.
Oh, gee, that'll be fine. Yeah, I have got a music lesson at 4:00 and I hate to be late again.
Again?
Well, I mean,
Do the boys do this to you often? Waylay you?
Well, sometimes. I guess it's just because I have such a funny name.
Funny?
It's George Washington. Everybody's always kidding me about it. Making fun of me for it.
Why do you let them?
What? Well, how can I help it?
Well, have a showdown with them. Let them see you got the spirit of a George Washington as well as the name.
You mean fight him?
It's the only way, I'm afraid, that you'll ever get anywhere with them.
Oh, I can't do that, Dr. Christian.
I've seen plenty of wiry little lads like you lick kids twice the size. Even if you got licked, you gained their respect for standing up to them.
Oh, you don't understand, Dr. Christian. I'm not allowed to fight.
Oh, your mother won't let you, huh?
The doctors told her I mustn't.
The doctors?
It's in front of my heart.
You have something wrong with your heart?
Yes, sir. I don't know exactly what. It's what they call a condition.
I see. How long have you had it?
Oh, as long as I can remember, almost. Ever since I was sick with rheumatic fever.
Oh.
The doctor in Westwood, that's where we lived before, well, he said I might outgrow it, but I'd have to be careful for quite a while yet.
They know this at the school, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir. My mother talked to the principal.
But the boys don't know.
No, sir.
I'll see that they do.
Oh, please, please, Dr. Christian, don't say anything to them. Why, they'd think I tattletale to you and just despise me more than ever.
Suppose you drop in at my office and let me give you a thorough going over.
Well...
Now, a cardiograph can't be called a tattletale.
Well, all right.
Make it the day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow?
Yes, on your way home from school.
Hey, Spike! Oh, where's George?
Oh, he's in the coat room putting on his galoshes.
I'm going to have some fun with him. Oh, old Porky's not around, is he?
No, he went to a teacher's meeting.
Good.
What are you going to do, Jerry?
You see this medal?
Oh, gee, it's a whopper.
I'm going to pretend it's the Iron Cross and pin it on George Jenks.
Oh, gee.
Tell him it's in recognition of his great ability as a fighter.
Oh, golly.
Oh, get a hold of the other kids and we'll make a ceremony out of it.
Hey, kids, Billy, Ted, all you guys, come on in the coat room. We're going to have some fun.
What's
okay,
up?
Gee, come on.
What's the scheme?
Something Jerry's cooked up. Now, come on, hurry up.
Yeah, come on, fellas. Come on out in the coat room.
Okay.
Shh, quiet. Hi, George.
Oh, hello.
Going home for your music lesson?
No, I don't have a lesson today.
Then you're not in any hurry?
Well, as a matter of fact,
oh, that's good. Because there's a little ceremony we planned in your honor. Oh, don't look so scared. We're not going to hurt you. Oh, we're just going to decorate you.
Decorate?
I have here in this case a medal. The highest honor which is bestowed upon a soldier. By the Nazis.
What?
Oh, the Iron Cross. We're going to pin it on you, General, in recognition of your distinguished record as a fighter.
No.
If you will step forward, please. I said forward, not back.
I won't let you pin that on me, you hear me? I won't let you. That's a Nazi decoration.
Well, there's no need to get so excited, George, if you'll just stand still.
Now, you keep away from me.
Oh, hold on, boys. Oh, that's it.
Hey, ow, quit kicking my shin.
You pin that thing on me, I'll bash your face in.
Oh, get him down, boys.
I suppose you try instead of just standing there giving orders. Look out for his glasses.
Oh, take them off him.
Yeah, I'll take them off. I'll take them off myself. There.
Oh, all right. Now, go to it, fellas.
Come on. Ow, my nose.
Oh, never mind your nose. Get him down.
It's bleeding all over the place.
Oh, what's a little blood for crying out loud? Hold his arms, Billy. I got the medal already. Just a minute now. Ow, so bad.
I told you I'd bash your face in.
Now's your chance, Jerry. He's down. Pin it on him, quick.
Oh, just a minute. Till I get my eye open. Cut me smack with that left hook of his.
I'll hold him. Don't seem to be any need of holding him. He's laying perfectly still.
Huh. Given up, have you, George? You've given up? Hey, what's the matter? Why don't you answer?
He's playing possum. Look out. Don't get too close to him or he'll land you another one.
George. He's not playing possum. He's out. Out cold.
How could he be? Nobody hit him.
He was doing all the swinging.
Hey, George, wake up. Snap out of it. Gee, he's breathing awful funny. Making queer noises in his throat.
He's alive anyhow.
You didn't think he was dead, did you?
I didn't know. He's the color of a stiff.
Oh, gray.
Aw, shut up.
Here's some water. That'll bring him to.
George!
What do we do?
Get to the telephone and call Dr. Christian, quick! Oh, it was an accident, Dr. Christian.
We were just roughhousing in the cold room.
And all of a sudden he went down in a heap.
Nobody hit him. Honestly, didn't. He was doing all the hitting, had his glasses off and was swinging both fists.
Oh, you believe us, don't you?
Yes, I believe you.
Oh, it might be he struck his head on the wall or the floor when he fell.
No, it wasn't a blow that knocked him out. It was his heart.
His heart?
He's had a heart condition ever since he was a very small boy. He was left with it after an attack of rheumatic fever.
Gosh, I didn't know.
He never told you, of course.
No,
never said a word.
No, sir.
Gee.
That's why he hasn't taken part in any school athletics. Why he's just sat on the sidelines and watched.
Oh, well, I thought he just...
Just what?
Nothing.
He's been warned repeatedly by doctors that he mustn't fight or wrestle with other boys. That any overexertion would be dangerous. I'm surprised he forgot and joined in this roughhouse.
It Well, it wasn't exactly a roughhouse, Dr. Christian. He was trying to stop us from doing something.
Oh.
I mean, he was trying to stop me. I was the one.
Listen, we were all in on it. We helped hold him.
But it was me who had the idea, and I brought the medal.
What medal?
Well, this one, sir. I told him it was an Iron Cross, and I tried to pin it on him.
And he objected?
Yes, sir.
I don't know as I blame him. I'd object, too.
Oh, it was all a joke.
Anyone could see it wasn't really an Iron Cross.
Yours had his glasses off, you say?
Yeah, he took them off when the fight started.
Without his glasses, George can't see anything. I could be blind.
Blind?
He didn't tell you that either, I suppose.
Oh, no, sir. I didn't know why he didn't.
Too proud, perhaps. Or perhaps just too shy.
Well, I don't understand.
No, you wouldn't, Jerry. You've always been strong and big for your age. Never sick with anything in your life more serious than chickenpox. You couldn't possibly appreciate what it would be like to be in George's place. Oh, I'm not blaming you, boy. I'm only trying to point out to you.
Oh.
You're considered a pretty good fighter, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Best fighter in the school.
Well, for my money, George is a better one.
What?
All you ever fought against is other boys.
Oh, yeah.
George has been fighting all his life against physical handicaps. Bad eyes, a bad heart. Things that were no fault of his own. Things he couldn't overcome. Why, it takes real guts, believe me, to stand up against such odds and keep smiling.
Dr. Christian, why didn't you tell us this before so we...
Is he going to die, Dr. Christian?
No, he's not going to die.
Oh,
thank goodness. Yeah.
He's had a mighty close call, but with rest and care, he'll be all right again. As right as he ever was.
Gee, I'm glad. I was afraid that... when can we go see him, Dr. Christian?
Soon, I hope. It would be a pity if he couldn't get a glimpse of Jerry's eye in all its glory.
What, my eye?
Yes, the first black eye he ever gave anyone in his life. Or probably ever will. Well, George, at the rate you're progressing, I'd say you could go back to school on Monday.
Next Monday?
Yes.
No.
Oh, don't you want to go back?
Not much.
When you're at the head of your class?
That doesn't mean anything.
Of course it does.
The boys are all wanting you to come back.
I'll bet they are.
Oh, not the way you think. They...
Listen. Oh, what's that?
Sounds like a parade.
What would there be a parade for?
It's a bunch of boys with a fife and drum coming up the street.
Well, let's see. Wait, it's Jerry McCosker's gang.
Sure enough, there's Jerry right in the lead. They're stopping here.
Oh, gosh.
Say, go and find out what they want, Judy.
All right.
And you sit down again over there by the fire, George.
Oh, all right.
They want to know if they can come in.
Dr. Christian, please.
Sure they can come in.
All right, come on in, boys.
Oh, thanks a lot. Oh, hello, Dr. Christian.
Hello, Jerry.
Oh, hi, George.
Hi.
Hello,
hi,
George.
Hi, Bill.
Well, we thought we'd come around and see you.
Thanks.
Oh, how you feeling?
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
How are all of you?
Well, my nose still feels like it was broken.
And I can't see much yet out of my right eye.
And I got a couple of teeth that are loose. See? But they were coming out anyway, so it's all right.
Gee, for a scrawny guy, you sure can pack a wallop, George.
And for a guy that's not supposed to see, you know where to put it.
I'm sorry.
You needn't be.
When are you coming back to school?
I don't know. Next week, maybe.
Next week, surely.
Oh,
good. That's well.
We're playing Greenfield Junior High week after next.
Yeah?
Oh, all going over by bus Saturday morning.
That ought to be fun.
Would you be able to come along, do you think?
Me? Why?
Sure he would.
Dr. Christian.
Matter of fact, We're looking for someone to manage the team.
Well, I thought Jerry was managing it.
Oh, I'm too busy playing.
Oh.
And I'm not much good at managing anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, it takes brains, and he hasn't got any. So, we thought if you take on the job...
Of course. It's only a Sandlot team. Not an All-American or anything like that.
Well, some of us might make the All-American someday, though. Who knows?
Yeah, and then when they ask us where did we get our start, we could say with George Washington.
Oh,
George Washington James.
An American worthy of his name.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian Prize play. And while we're waiting for Jean Herschel, here is Judy Price with a very worthwhile suggestion.
When you get one of those everyday household burns that are always happening, what do you do for it? Well, there's nothing better for cooling relief than Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. And here's why. Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, called Petrolatum in medical circles, is recognized today as an effective first aid treatment for burns. In a study on the treatment of minor industrial burns recently conducted at the Henry Ford Hospital, in which 83 different local dressings were used, Petrolatum promoted the quickest recovery. So whenever anybody in your family suffers a minor burn, reach for Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. Spread it on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn. Bandage it firmly, but not tightly. If the burn's deep or covers a wide area, why call the doctor at once. Just one more point. Remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. Now, I want to say one last word, and womanlike, it's my most important word. The Army must have more nurses immediately. There are thousands of retired nurses in the country who are eligible for the Army Nurse Corps. So come out of retirement, girls, if you can possibly arrange your home affairs, and join up. Your part in the war effort is the most satisfying of all. If you're a registered nurse under 45, write to the Surgeon General, United States Army, Washington, D.C., or call your local Red Cross chapter for particulars. And now here's Gene Herschel, and our Hollywood fans are happy to have him back home from his weeks in New York.
Thank you very much, and it's pretty nice to be home. What Judy Price just told you about the need for Army nurses is true. It's very urgent that all qualified to serve as nurses should join up at once. The play you just heard was by a well-known radio writer, Rude Cornwall Woodman, who has been a winner several times at the Dr. Christian competitions. So you see, professional writers, as well as amateurs, benefit from trying for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award. Anybody is welcome to try, and the judges make their decision strictly on the basis of merit and suitability for this program. Only one script wins the $2,000 prize, but many others are chosen for use on the program and receive awards of not less than $150 nor more than $350. The rules are very simple. If you wish to try your luck, write for the folder of rules to Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York, 4, New York. Next week, our prize play is called From Deep Within and is the work of Dwight A. Meese of Melrose, Massachusetts. We invite you all to listen same time and same station to the Vaseline program. And until then, I'll say good night.
Jack Frost, nip your lips. Smooth Vaseline lip ice on chapped lips. Healing begins almost instantly. In two sizes at 10 and 25 cents. Vaseline lip ice. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.